For some kids, summer vacation has started. For others, it's just days or weeks away. There is plenty to keep everyone occupied this weekend, including the beginning of carnival season. Earlier, I talked about the weekend events with Mike McCarthy. He's editor-in-chief of Washington Flyer.
It's the carnival beast known as Celebrate Fairfax at the Government Center this weekend. It's wall-to-wall rides and food and live entertainment with a big 80s theme this year, including Pat Benatar, an 80s cover band called the Legwarmers, and the Legends of Hip Hop with Young MC, DJ Kool, and it's all hosted by Flavor Flav. There's also a kids' stage, a beer garden, and nightly fireworks. And Celebrate Fairfax goes from Friday evening until Sunday at 7. It's $12 for adults, $5 for kids, and $8 for seniors and those in the military.
Let's talk about watching some movies outside.
The moon, the stars, and free movies. There are a ton of outdoor movie festivals in the area this summer. And this weekend, I check out the Roslyn Outdoor Film Festival in Gateway Park. And this year, they're focusing on politics. And they'll kick things off on Friday night with Election. It's a quirky little movie starring Reese Witherspoon and Matthew Broderick. And then the weeks ahead, they'll screen All the President's Men, Dave, and Kevin Costner in Swing Vote. The movies are every Friday night at dusk, and they're free. And another movie fest that kicks into gear this weekend is at National Harbor on both Friday and Sunday nights along the Potomac River. And Fridays are adult fare. They'll have Some of All Fears this weekend. And Sundays at sunset, they screen movies for kids. And this week, it's The Muppets.
If we're looking to tap into a great craft beer event and mix in a little Cajun culture, it's like we're cooking culturally here, I guess. You have some ideas about that?
Yeah, I do. The two best bets for the weekend. First is Savor. It's a celebration of craft beer at a bunch of venues around town all weekend, including tastings at the National Building Museum. And one not to miss is at America Eats Tavern, where Full Steam Brewery takes over Friday evening with some of their beers, along with $1 oysters. And then on Saturday afternoon at Meridian Pint on 11th Street, they'll host local breweries like DC Brow and Flying Dog. And if you want to get a taste of Louisiana on Sunday, it's the Louisiana Swamp Romp at Wolf Trap. It's definitely about the music with folks like Alan Toussaint, the Dirty Dozen Brass Band, and Big Sam's Funky Nation. I love that name. And it's also about food with plenty of Cajun crawfish, chicken gumbo, and even pecan pralines. And the party begins at 2 on the lawn and, of course, inside the Filing Center, and that's Sunday afternoon.
Always lots of great theater to choose from around here. One venue in town getting ready to launch a 3-week celebration of new plays.
Yeah, it's the 5th annual Source Festival. It begins Friday, and as you say, it runs for 3 weeks at the Source Theater downtown. 25 new plays from artists across the country, and you can see full-length performances, but I also like the 10-minute plays, you know, for everybody like me with short attention spans. And it's this weekend, too. You can see them acted out in three themes. Friday is something called Redeeming Demons. Saturday is Rites of Passage. And Sunday's theme is Ethereal Encounters. It's a cheap date, too, Dimitri. The tickets each night are only $20.
That's Mike McCarthy, editor-in-chief of Washington Flyer. He joined us on Skype. Read more about all the events that we mentioned there at WTOP.com. Search Washington Flyer.